This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that with basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Well, well, well. Do we have a lot of news for you here on Agenda 21 Radio. And, of course, NCS51.com is a new website that's coming on board right now for New California State. We have, of course, a full gambit, a full range of things that is going to be happening here on Agenda 21 Radio and also with New California State. We're coming up to our sixth constitutional convention that is building, building, building. We're getting a lot of the elements together. A lot of speakers coming on board. Adam Housley from Fox News will be with us. Chris Ann Hall. If you have not familiar with Chris Ann Hall, she's been one of the absolute constitutional monsters, if you will. Originalist constitutionalist who has been up and down the state. We've known Chris Ann for years. She's back in the day of the Liberty Tours. When we first started doing the Liberty Tours, she was a primary speaker there and also a purveyor of the Constitution. teaching literally. She does it as a mission. A Christian mission of hers is to teach the Constitution because, you know, you've always heard me say that, you know, these are God documents, you know, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. These are godly documents, just as significant in many opinions. I mean, it's secondary, of course, but as the Bible. It's just they are that significant. They're biblical, and they need to be looked at that way. And, of course, blasphemy, I'm saying that, right, the left would say. Of course, they've had how many years now since 1848 to try and destroy those documents? Hasn't done any good, has it? We're actually seeing the confluence of the argument that the progressives have right now in trying to tear down the Constitution. And really what you're seeing with play out this week, we're going to see the final acquittal, as they say. Of course, it's not over till it's over, but by Wednesday we should see the final acquittal. They don't have the votes. And I was going to say, I failed to mention this in the last hour, or at least to clarify it, in that it was interesting what Chief Justice Roberts said. Now, and again, we're talking about it, and I think I got distracted by the shining objects in my studio here. But Chief Justice Roberts was saying that if it comes down to a tie-splitting vote, in other words, if there's a 50-50 vote that goes on for acquittal, or if it for impeachment of any of the, you know, or for guilty for any of the charges, then what they're going to do is he said he would leave it alone and not vote. Now, he has a right to vote as the presiding judge in the Senate during an impeachment. He has the right to vote. Now, interesting, he has stated he's going to let it stand at 50-50, which means if it stands at 50-50 for impeachment, then there is, for guilty for impeachment, guess what? There's no guilt there. It has not reached the threshold of 51 votes, a simple majority. It hasn't reached it. And you see, in order to have that qualifier to have achieved it, you have to have 51. He's going to let it stand at 50-50. He will not vote. And his reasoning is that this is the business of the Senate. This is a legislative issue, not a judicial issue. And he's fearful that undue influence by the judiciary could be viewed as breaking the boundaries, you know, shattering that wall that exists between the judiciary and the legislature. Now, we've already seen attempts at shattering the wall that exists in the legislature itself between the House and the Senate. And, of course, that's by the outrageous behavior of the Senate, right? Excuse me, outrageous behavior of the House, excuse me, and the good behavior of the Senate. Boy, I get Mitch McConnell, I'm sorry, brother, I'm sorry. Nancy Pelosi, in her dictator ways, has managed to, of course, create a democracy in the House of Representatives. Shocking that that would happen. Of course, they're large and in charge and all that good stuff. You see what I'm saying, though, is that you have the House of Representatives completely out of control. And, you know, they want to reach over and breach the wall between the House and the Senate and bully the Senate. And they've been trying to do that. And, of course, they were supposed to try and call witnesses and then bring the evidence to the Senate for trial. And, of course, Mitch McConnell won't have anything to do with that. And, of course, now what they want is the Senate to call witnesses. Basically, because they don't have the evidence on their side, they want to develop more evidence and continue the process of impeachment, which is their function in the Senate. And the Senate's not going to do that. So there is that stopping of that breaching, which is exactly what Benjamin Franklin wanted. They wanted to not have mob rule, which like what we have in California, mob rule. See, the progressives' dream, which has been established long ago, is to destroy bicameralism, is to destroy the separation of powers and create a mobocracy, which they've done in California. They have successfully, over the years, chip by chip by chip, just chipped away at bicameralism and republicanism, the Republican form of the representative government, which, by the way, is supposed to be guaranteed where? It's the guarantee clause. It's the very first thing in Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. The states in the United States must guarantee a Republican form of government to its peoples. That's the first element of the guarantee clause. The second element of that, of course, is what? Freedom from invasion. And then freedom from domestic violence. Is that happening? No. Of course not. What we have in California is a monoparty system. They managed to destroy the party system with the top two vote gatherers, right? In the primary, we're coming up to a primary next month, the top two vote getters in the primary going on and advancing to the general. And, of course, in California, everybody's a Democrat, so automatically the Democrats get to run in the general. So the monoparty system has been brought to you by the Democratic Party over the years. And here we have it. We have a unicameral totalitarian legislature. What could possibly go wrong? We'll be back. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on.
If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a Romp Solar.
Ben.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Well, boy, we better turn up the microphone if we're going to talk, right? A talk radio show. All right. Many of you have been wondering about the San Francisco Chronicle. And we all wonder about the San Francisco Chronicle, right? Well, we'll see. We got so much to talk about with the San Francisco Chronicle. And other organizations. And gun control. Gun control. It's kind of interesting. There's a big new thing going on. You may be hearing about this. This is... we have an article up on Agenda 21 Radio. I'll read you my article after... Oddly enough, everybody else is starting to get in on this. Is San Francisco Chronicle trying to dox gun owners again? Gun owners in California. You know, when are the gun owners really going to get pissed off in California and realize a lot of these gun organizations that have been representing you have been doing nothing but fleecing you? Like the NRA. Now, I'm critical of the NRA National because NRA National hasn't helped us out. Now, the NRA local organizations have been fantastic in California, yet they've got no oomph when it comes down to it because the National hasn't been participating in with them. That's part of the problem. But the National wants your money out of California, right? And you're so fearful, you're more than happy to send off your money to the national organization to try and stop all these crazy gun laws. But the crazy gun laws keep on coming because someone's not protecting your interests. Now, clearly in a monoparty system, they're not going to protect your interests because they don't want you to have guns. Remember, this is the way it works historically, guys. That if they take your guns away, guess what? You're enslaved. Only the criminals and the government, which I'm not too sure in California, there's a difference. They're the only ones that are going to have guns, right? And they're trying to take your guns away right now in registration, and they're trying to dox you by getting information, well, through other means. Out to the public. They're trying to out you. Oh. Who would be doing something so stupid as that? How about an organization that wants to work right alongside the government to take your gun away? How about a newspaper such as the San Francisco Chronicle? So in Stephen Frank's California News and Review. This is what he's got. Then I'll read what I got. In New York, a newspaper published information about gun owners. Now, listen, you may need to go back now to 2012. That created an open season for those folks Burglaries went up with the object not being money or diamonds, but guns. Now the San Francisco Chronicle, a progressive newspaper, has decided to help the criminals of the area, not only of San Francisco, but the whole state. The paper has requested the names, county by county, of concealed carry gun owners. They refused to say how they will use that list. The sheriff of Sutter County, which is my county, warned the permit holders, causing the Chronicle to be upset. Oh my God, they're upset. That honest people were being warned that a newspaper was going to put a large target on their back. Shocking. The San Francisco Chronicle editor-in-chief, Audrey Cooper, isn't happy about their fishing expedition being exposed. This is what she says. We're going to get into this a little bit more, but this is what she says. I am deeply disturbed by how some sheriffs have handled a routine request for public information from a respected and established news outlet. I'm choking on the words. Respected and established news outlet. Where is that at? The San Francisco Chronicle is a respected, established news outlet? I'll change the title for them. The San Francisco Communist Chronicle. Let's look at it that way. San Francisco Chronicle, how have you cleaned up San Francisco? How have you, as the Chronicle, helped in keeping San Franciscans safe? How have you protected the citizenry? How have you protected the citizenry from the predacious gangs and thugs of San Francisco? How have you protected the citizens of San Francisco from the Nancy Pelosi's, from the Dianne Feinstein, from the Raymond Shrimp Boy Chows? How have you done that, San Francisco Chronicle? You haven't, because you're in bed with communist vermin. That's a fact. You're part of the problem. You play with the other team, and you have for years. And you're playing with the likes of Bill Ayers, Bernadine Dorn, terrorists, and communist Chinese. That's who you answer to, and you know it. So you send out a little warning to everybody. We're going to take your information, and we're going to protect it. Right. Do we trust the San Francisco Chronicle to protect our information? It's public information, I get it. But, you know, what is the motive behind what they're doing? I guess that's the real thing, huh? You're not a respected communist paper in California. Not any longer, San Francisco. You need to clean up your act. But the damage that you've already done to this state is enormous because you haven't been reporting the facts. If you were reporting the facts, you would have reported the facts about Raymond Shrimp Boy Chow. If you were reporting the facts, you would have been exposing the likes of a Nancy Pelosi, the likes of, oh, I'm sorry, we forgot all about Richard Blum. We forgot all about his buying up land in the Central Valley after this hoax of a drought. Oh, and I'm sorry, he was buying up the land that was fallowed by the farmers that had fallen into foreclosure because they couldn't produce any food because they didn't have any water. And you didn't give a darn. And who got hold of that land? Well, Richard Blum kindly sold that land, bought that land on behalf of China. And you didn't say a thing. These are the realities of dealing with the San Francisco Chronicle. And now they want the personal information, including addresses of legitimate gun owners, honest people. Now, that if this doesn't sound like communist China, I don't know what is. We stay when we come back. We're going to talk about this some more. Oh, boy.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com, state of the future, because it's happening. New California is happening. In fact, we're going to be up and running before you know it. Much to the chagrin of, some people's plans. We're talking about the San Francisco Chronicle right now. And all the things that are going on there. Second Amendment threat from the San Francisco Chronicle. That's how we title it in our little article. We just dipped into what Steve Frank was writing about it. This is an article. It's becoming a hot topic because Brandon Barnes is the sheriff out here. He's a constitutional sheriff. And he was advised by legal to put out information because you have to comply with the law, which I don't think a constitutional sheriff has to comply with this law. You got to remember that in California, we are in a state of lawlessness right now. And they're legislating lawlessness as the monoparty system, you shouldn't be surprised you have lawlessness, right? And this lawlessness is quite pervasive in the system. Yeah, only the criminals have their laws to follow now, which is lawless. They can be as lawless as they want. And that even goes to the lawless San Francisco Chronicle. Which is kind of interesting, the way this whole thing plays out. Why would you want lawlessness? Well, criminal behavior. If it's criminal behavior, then it's okay. It's okay to be a criminal, right? Just have handed a cup of coffee to me today. Pot de. Piping hot, Agenda 21 Radio Coffee. So, the article that we have written here for New California, for Agenda 21 Radio and also New California, very, very timely. It's really a shame about the San Francisco Chronicle. There used to be a very well-respected journalistic paper back in the day. But, you know, you can tell when a city is going downhill by the type of reportage that's going on in a city from its main media outlets. I mean that. And one of the quickest ways is look at the newspapers. And, of course, newspapers are in huge decline all around the nation. We know that. And for obvious reasons, they report crap. Some of them are very good. But, you know, when you take a look at what's going on in the New York Times, the Washington Post, the L.A. Times, what's happening there? They're going to fold up. You know, the L.A. Times is only like about 10 pages thick any longer. Then now, in, of course, Sacramento, the Sacramento Bee, look what's happening to the McClatchies. They're running out of business. Well, what have they been doing? People don't have any faith in their reporting. And, of course, a lot of people realize that, really, these newspapers have been more helpful to the government criminals than to us citizens. If there was really good reportage that's been coming from these papers, we would have a full clean slate every year, every election system. There would be legitimate reporting on what's going on with the election frauds. They would be diving into why is the election system in California so rigged? What everybody does know that it is. Well, because they're not reporting this. They're not outing these people. No, because they're playing along with them because they have the same agenda as these communists have in California. That's why. And the people of this state of California and New California, they get it. They've wised up to you people. And now you come out with this kind of thing in your journalistic attempts to control the population along with the government. So the article is written, it says, by me. It says, as a journalist, it is clear San Francisco Chronicle editor-in-chief Audrey Cooper is not concerned about protecting anyone's God-given rights that the founders assured us in the founding documents. Instead, she's deeply concerned the sheriff is doing his constitutional job protecting our God-given rights. In other words, the sheriff is protecting us citizens' rights. This is not a routine press request, in that there are real safety and privacy issues concerned for CCW holders, let alone Second Amendment violations to all gun owners. Just to let you know, there have been similar press requests by other media outlets, just like this one, in Contra Costa County, where CBS Channel 13 recently made a similar request. Contra Costa County Legal advised the same for the sheriff there as they did in Sutter. As U.S. citizens, our right and responsibility is to question the motives of the press just as it is to question the motives of those who govern. You have a right to question the press. Okay, here we are, legal, law-abiding citizens, and they're requesting this information. They're requesting everything you can about all of us who have CCWs, or then the next thing will be, of course, weapons at home. Who has a gun at home? We want to see the gun registries. And then they're going to print it, right? Well, and you trust, listen, but do you trust this information to be in the hands of Channel 13 or the Chronicle? As U.S. citizens, our right and responsibility is to question the motives of the press, just as it is to question the motives of those who govern. So far, the Sutter County Sheriff's response is more professional and appropriate for the San Francisco Chronicle editor-in-chief Audrey Cooper. She now plays the victim card by claiming they have put our journalist in personal danger. Then she states the sheriff sought to play up distrusted media. Play up distrusted media? No need for the sheriff to do that. There's plenty of media distrust in the public today. With this type of thinking, it makes her motives behind this request very suspect. Remember the doxing that went on in 2012 with the New York Journal News? As the uproar continues over the wisdom of the new, this is from the article. It says, as the uproar continues over the wisdom of the Journal News posting an online interactive map displaying the names, addresses, and locations of the homes of Westchester, Rockland County legal gun owners, a second law-abiding gun owner's home was robbed and more legally registered weapons were stolen. Okay, so this is what they did. I'll break it down for you. The Journal News got the information that they got through a FOIA request. And guess what? They posted it. Not only that, they had the addresses, and they posted up an interactive map, similar to like the poop map in San Francisco. Get it? So you had a map of where these legal gun owners had guns. They had their addresses. And guess what? People started stealing. Now listen, this is the interesting thing. In this one example, a law-abiding citizen was robbed, and there were several other cases where people broke into the houses to find the guns. Some didn't work out very well. The bigger part of all this, of course, was is that some of the gun owners who had guns were okay. Their next-door neighbors, who the thieves knew did not have guns, guess what? They got broken into more. So you encourage the criminals. You would encourage the criminals to go break into homes that, you know, people might not otherwise break into because they knew there weren't guns. You know, when you talk to thieves and of that ilk, they'll tell you before they break into a home, one of the biggest fears that they have is if the homeowner has a gun. And they'll avoid at all costs guns coming at them. If they believe there's a gun on the property, they're not going to go rob that property. That's really, for the most part, what happens with these guys. But in this case, with here you had the law-abiding citizens being broken into for their guns. And their neighbors were being broken into because they didn't have guns too. So what did you create? And what in the heck would they do in the San Francisco Chronicle with this information? Yeah. And Channel 13 and other news agencies that are just sort of softly coming around the sheriff to do it. Sheriffs don't give them the information. They have nefarious activities in mind. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar. And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're still monitoring and watching the system, the situation that happened this morning, where police responded at 1:27 a.m. Pacific time to several 911 calls regarding a shooting on a Greyhound bus traveling northbound on Interstate 5 near the village of Grapevine, about 80 miles north of Los Angeles. And, of course, it ended up going to a Valero gas station. And if we can get a picture of that. I'm trying to look for the picture of it, actually, to see if we can get an alert. We got an alert from Fox News. This is as they came out with this morning. Somehow I missed it, but I'm going to play it. It's only a few seconds long, so we can kind of get the drift of what the positioning is that they got when they got the first news of this. Because we haven't heard much lately, and I'm trying to, it's pretty an old thing. They should have it.
Speaking with a Fox News alert right now and get you caught up on this story. Six people shot on a Greyhound bus overnight. California officers responding to the scene in Grapevine, about 80 miles outside of Los Angeles. The bus was heading from L.A. to the San Francisco Bay Area. All victims are being taken to the hospital. The suspect is in custody. Police have not released a motive.
Okay, so there you have that, right? So that's really where we're at with all this. We're going to try and get some Bakersfield news here. We're going to come up to another quick break here and see what we've got relative to this. I think it's a pretty big story when you're in a bus and people are starting to shoot. Better know what you're doing, right? People had better know what the heck is going on there. There's no question about it. Yeah. So anyway, enough of that. But getting back to this whole thing about the media being able to release information, like we're talking about the San Francisco Chronicle, basically they're nosing around and trying to scoop up information and seeing they're testing sheriffs to see, I believe, how constitutional the sheriffs are. I think that in the case of Brandon Barnes in Sutter County, who's my sheriff, by the way, I've talked to him many, many times, a great man, great sheriff, and he apparently listening, I don't think he should have listened to the attorney. I think that he should have sized it up initially, and I'm sure that in his gut he was doing this and just said no to it, the whole thing. And I think the attorney can, well, you can't say no, and they advise him we're going to get a lawsuit. Well, you know, as we're finding out now, and again, I want to say this, that the response by the San Francisco Chronicle was pretty aggressive and hostile. He's just doing his due diligence, his job, and they attack him. Now, that to me is called a clue. That's justification in my mind that he should decline the whole thing. Say, hey, you guys go away. You've got some nefarious activities planned. And I think that's exactly what he should have done. And he might do it. He's already declined most of their information. He's not going to give them addresses. But, you know, every time we cave in to the outrageous request, because it's very, especially now with the media playing for the government, that's a problem. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
My best friend, my rock, my sun, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Not really feeling the love about this situation with the gun shooting and the bus. Not really seeing it. A lot of protesting going on in different areas, but nothing about. This is really one of the things that. That really, I think, is very interesting when you take a look at the news anymore. Even, you know, even the many of the local channels in area. What I'm doing is I'm perusing the LA news channels, and I'm not finding this article at all about the bus. I'm really not. Now, I'm going to go to Fox News 11 in Los Angeles and figure out what's going on there. If they've got Fox News local com. Okay, here we go. Let's see what we got. They must carry this story. Fox News. Is it kind of like Fox News is the only place that does real news anymore? And their affiliates? I mean, really, seriously. Is everybody else just kind of packing it in? And they don't even have the story. Fox, the Fox News National has the story. It's kind of like there's a clampdown on all the news and information that's coming out about this bus. It's not supposed to come out, I guess. Right? Kind of interesting. Anyway, so we're just going to kind of keep monitoring. You know, there was a shooting incident on a bus coming down, going northbound on the Grapevine, and there was a shooting, and six people have been wounded. And they have the suspect in custody. I'm pretty sure that the suspect in custody was wrestled around with or, you know, stopped by the passengers. A mob scene probably went on with it, right? So anyway, that's what we see here. But no reporting. Wow. Is it because everybody's hung over from the Super Bowl and they can't get out there to roll the trucks and get the pictures and get more reportage about it? It could be. I mean, you know, I know it was a great job that the Kansas City Chiefs did, but my goodness. Anyway, so we got a lot to talk about in the next hour. We're going to be talking quite a bit about what's going to be happening at the convention for New California. And you want to go to the website, newcaliforniastate.com. And of course, the new website, ncs51.com. It's not complete, but you can see it. The functionality is absolutely mind-boggling, so we're really happy about that. The back end, the front end, the back end, the top end, the low end, everything, the bottom end has been completely reworked. So it's a completely different website. We're really, really happy that some real technicians have stepped in to help out the cause, because we're moving forward now. We're going to a whole different level in terms of where we're at with New California. So just watch all the different things are going to be happening about New California. We've got all kinds of things going on. It's going to surprise you. There's no question about it. You're going to want to become part of the whole program. So go to, right now you can still utilize the functionality of the old website. It's still good, and you can get all the information there. It's all up to date. Everything is cool. We're going to be putting more information on the calendars and so on, updating that. There's going to need to be some updates, because town halls are happening all over the state right now, which is really good. You're going to see a bunch of things happening in Southern California shortly. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Pechanga. Pechanga. What is Pechanga? We're going to talk about some of the tribal information that's coming out with the Trump administration. Shocking stuff. Absolutely shocking. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821r.com, and of course, ncs51.com, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.